Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2024, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summit. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Oh my gosh, I do. I have the most amazing guest coming. I don't pick favorites, and I'm not going to pick her as a favorite. She is one of my 22 favorites today. She's amazeballs. You're going to love her to pieces. This is Consuelo Munoz. She's going to be talking about how to gear up for success in 12 weeks or less for squirrely entrepreneurs. Is that you? You need to be here today. Super excited about this. Welcome to the program, Consuelo.
Whoop, whoop. Where are all my party people at? I want a woo woo in the chat if you're here. So excited to be the last speaker of Voices of Women on track one.
I love it.
There they are.
The Diamond track is fabulous. It's the best track. I love this track. It's totally fun. We get all kinds of amazing people here. We're going to talk about how powerful this is. If you are a squirrely engine entrepreneur, put it in the chat box. Squirrel, if you get distracted by shiny object syndrome, put it in the chat. Squirrel, if you are one of those people who tries to multitask and you think that's actually a thing, put it in the chat. Squirrel, we are all about the squirreliness right here, right now. And we're going to talk about how you can become a success in just 12 weeks. We have the 12-minute success coach. Now we have the 12-week success coach. Going to be super fabulous. Consuela, tell us more.
Well, distracted, right? What? Squirrel? All the time. And when I was asked to leave my corporate gig, I knew that I wanted to be a Gallup certified strength coach. And so as we worked it out, two things happened. I got my certification, go me. And then I realized I'm an entrepreneur. Yes. And one of the things that's great about being an entrepreneur is you are in charge. And since I had left corporate, I was rejecting structure left, right, and center. And I was in charge, so I could say yes to whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And I did. Oh my goodness. When you say yes to everything you want to do all the time, you can get into trouble fairly quickly. And that's what was happening with me, right? I was saying yes to all the training, all the coaching, software, all the things, until I realized one day, and man, it hit me, you guys. When they say squirrel and distracted, I wasn't chasing squirrels. I was a squirrel. And what I was chasing was all the ideas. And what that really was, I was chasing the success that I wanted to have. That's what was happening. And I knew I'm going to have to do something differently, radically different than what I've been doing, if I was going to be the successful entrepreneur that I knew that I was meant to be. That is why we're here today, y'all.
All right. So if you're squirreling out and you're not achieving goals because you're squirreling out, this could be an indicator that you have too many hats, way too many hats, as Manette says. Definitely, we get that. We're trying to be all things to all people. Plus, we're trying to have all the fun. So that's all the hats, right? And it can be difficult. Is it possible for us to do all the things and have all the fun?
Not at the same time, y'all.
I mean, she's not wrong. That's right. You can do all the things, you can have all the fun, but sometimes they cannot be at the same time.
Yeah, most times they cannot be at the same time, right? We can have fun and we can do the things we want to do, but we can't do all the things at the same time, right? So, you know, once you become an entrepreneur and you know, if you're like me and you're rejecting some of that structure, the other thing that happens is you get bombarded between social media, people who mean well, your email, your inbox. This is what you should do. This is what you should do. You could be doing this. If you did this, all the things that we could be doing that we should be doing, and boom, like that, we're overwhelmed. We try to do all the thing, and let's think about, you know, we've heard a lot from a lot of different people about energy today, right? So you're like, yeah, I'm pumped up. I got all this energy. I'm gonna do all these things, and you sign up and you do all these things, and then the next time you get to a low energy spot, you still are signed up and committed to all these things, but now your energy isn't there. Now what? And that is when you're like, holy cow, I don't even know what to do. I'm doing nothing. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, I'm
Because
out.
you, and then
Yeah.
once you stop, your forward progress stops with it. That's not what we want to find a way to get that balance, even out our energy, so that we can do the things that we're meant to do, the things we're meant to achieve, right? Each of us was not put here to wake up and be average. We were put here to achieve some big stuff. I almost cussed, but I'm trying to be good. So I don't want Zoom shutting us down today, right? So we're put here to achieve some big things. And we're not
Yeah.
going to do that if we're chasing success around every idea, right? So how can we bring in that focus? A lot of times folks will show up to me and they're like, okay, you help with productivity and you're going to help me focus. So here's the 20 things I got to get done. How do I get them done? And I'm like, what? 20 things? First of all, stop right there. Who's doing 20 things? We're not doing that. No one person is in charge of 20 projects. That's too many projects, right? And if you were like me, when we look at goals, when they would talk about an annual goal, I'd be like, oh, I change my annual goal every time I have a new idea. Right? Is anybody, if you've ever done that, put a one in the chat, right? If you're like, oh no, now my goal is this, right? Or not even write them down at any point. So we are going to talk about the gear method because that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now. We're going to talk about that. But also, I want us to know that the 12-week year is something that we use, right? The one of the reasons I absolutely love this framework is specifically for squirrely entrepreneurs. We don't even want to even pretend to think about what we're going to do for an entire year. So when we think about all I got to figure out is what I'm going to do in the next 12-week years, ooh, it takes all the pressure off. We don't got to have any overwhelm or any burnout because we're only worrying about what we're going to achieve in the next 12 weeks. And we can do almost anything, focus on almost anything for 12 weeks.
Well, the 12-week year, it's not really, a lot of people are like, wait a minute, how did I get to a 12-week year? You're going to accomplish in a week what you would normally lay out for a whole month, because when you squeeze it into a week, you're going to what? Focus. Say it with me, folks. Focus on that, what you're going to do in the week. Because if you're like, I'll do that in the month of February or March or April, then you have that whole month to squirrel around before you get right down to it and you're like, okay, now I really need to focus. Why not just push that right into a week, and then 12 weeks, if you do everything that you would do, every goal that you would do in a month, in a week, now in a 12-week year, you've accomplished what you would accomplish in a year, but now you've done it in 3 months instead. How awesome is that? Totally awesome. Plus, you get a bonus week, a vacation week, if you do it that
Yes,
way.
bonus week, right? And so one of the things, like you're saying, the great thing about 12-week year and thinking about that, it's not quarters and annual. I don't want to hear quarters. I don't want to hear annual. Although if you look at it, there are four 12-week years in a calendar year, right? But it's that 13th week is a bonus week where you can go on vacation, you can do whatever. But here's the thing about that. Think about if you've ever been going to go on vacation, like Miss Consuela, and you're going to go on vacation and you get to go on vacation on Friday, as long as you get everything done that you need to do. And magically, you're able to get 5 days worth of work done in 4 days. Put a two in the chat if you've ever had that happen for you, right? You've got 5 days worth of work done in 4 days. Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. And how does that happen? How are you able to get 5 days worth of work done in 4 days? You focus, you knuckle down. It's like you can't do any of the fluff. You don't have time to stand at the water cooler because you need to focus because you want that vacation day. It's really important to you. And that's where we want to start with the gear method. So, gear Get your tail in gear. You guys, it's time. It's time to get your tails in gear. And gear is goals, evaluate, accountability, and rewards. And goals, I know, I don't necessarily like them either, but we're not doing those silly smart goals. No, no, no. What we're doing instead, we are going to write goals that are so important to you. They are more important than any distraction could possibly be. You are going to have a strong, positive, emotional response when you read that goal. You are going to want that goal more than anything else. And when that is the case, that's when you'll achieve it. That's when you'll commit to it. You'll take the actions you need to take to get your results. That's goal.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned SMART goals, because I hope I don't offend anybody here. I've been known to offend people before with statements like this. I hate SMART goals. I hate them, hate them, hate them. For me, if a goal is reasonable and achievable and time-oriented and blah, 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 that's just a task. That is not a goal. That's a task. Like, that's shit I need to check off, and I'll swear before you do. Okay. That's just stuff I need to check off, right? That is not a goal. A goal is one day I want to be a ballerina. That's a goal, man. That's not a task, right? I hate SMART goals so much. I hate them so much. Corporate invented SMART goals, and I hate them for inventing it. Okay. Let's just, now that I've get off
I
my
agree.
Soapbox.
Which is why I now call them silly, because SMART goals are just silly. And so many times, the SMART goals are really a nice way of saying, this is what your boss wants you to do. And the thing about goals is only 8% of people achieve goals. And the biggest reason why people don't achieve the goals they set is because someone else actually set it. So you think, well, we're entrepreneurs. We set our own goals, which we do. And also, we set goals that we think we should achieve.
Yes.
Versus something that's like, I have to have this. Because that's, and how do we do that? That can be hard to do. I have folks that show up and they're like, well, I think I know my goal. And then we look at it and it doesn't really matter as much to them. So we do the work and we drill down and figure out what is really driving them. What is really going to drive them to do the thing? And that's what we want to do with goals. That's what you want to do to set that goal so you will go get it. Because everything else goes back to that goal. So now let's talk about E real quick. Evaluate every idea, right? This is the quickest way to short circuit chasing after all the things. You
all
are
right,
gonna,
all right.
every idea that shows up, you have to evaluate it against your goal. And
okay.
If that idea is gonna help you achieve your goal right now, that's an action. If it isn't, if it's a brilliant idea, as all my ideas are brilliant, that's still a distraction. You can store it, but you're not going to give it any time, money, or effort until it's going to help you achieve your immediate goal. That is action or distraction. That is the quickest way to short circuit. Like, am I going to do this? Oh, I'd love to do this. Do I need to? No. I don't. That's a distraction. I'll tell y'all, more than 80% of your ideas are distractions. You don't need to do them to achieve what you're trying to achieve. That's evaluate. Now, we talked a little bit about this accountability. Accountability is where the 12-week year comes in. We look at accountability as ownership. And I know, I see you making the face, and I can put a yes in the chat. If you've ever been in an accountability situation that was an excuse fest, bored you to tears, or made you want to walk away. Yes, 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 right? And so that is not this, because I hate to break it to you. All these people telling you they're going to help you be accountable is BS, is bullspit, because the only person that can hold you accountable is you. You are the only person that can hold you accountable. And how are you going to do that? By writing a goal that is so freaking important, you can't do anything but achieve it. That's how you're going to do that. Now, we operate on the 12-week year, so we think about time in a different way. We get focused. We're going to do the things, because we're not doing any of the fluffy things. And you're not showing up with me with 20 goals you want to achieve, because you know what those goals are? Exactly what Kimberly is saying. Those are actions. You think they're goals, but they're actions that you want to do, that you think you should do, but may have nothing to do with the result that you want to achieve. So we're going to look at that goal, that result you want, and then figure out what are the actions you need to take. And we're not going to have a ton of actions. What is the number one action that if you did only that action, you would get the result? That's what we're going to worry about. And you know what? You'll have all these things. We're going to look at your top five at the most actions. Anything more than that, this is what I have to say about those actions. If you have time, you can do them. If you don't, screw them. We're not doing that.
All right,
I
I have
like
the answer.
you're asking a
I know
question
the
here.
answer. I know
Okay.
the answer to your question, actually. It was like, what is the one thing you could do to help you achieve your goal that if you didn't do it, you wouldn't achieve your goal? And if you did do it, you would achieve your goal. I know the answer to that one. It's grab the mic.
That could
Get
be.
on that
If your
stage.
goal is to be a sought-after speaker, that is definitely an action.
Yes,
If your
but telling
goal
people
is
about
to
your
be the
program,
best
product, new service
course,
is also, if you tell people, if you get on the mic and you tell people what you do for a living, that's totally, no, I'm not winning this. I really want
if your goal is to be the greatest florist
to
this
win this.
side of the Mississippi, that might not be
Yeah,
your option.
you're right.
It all depends what your goal is.
That's true.
That's why the goal is so important. All right. So the last thing here, and the last thing is rewards. And how many people out there are like, yay, rewards, we're really excited. But I'll tell you that the folks that show up to work with me are like, yeah, I'm excited about rewards. And I'm like, okay, what are your rewards?
I
I don't know
know.
what
I
I
was
would
one
pick
of
as a
them.
reward.
Consuela is my coach, and I was one of them. She's like, "What are your rewards?" I'm like, "I don't know. Pretty much, I get anything I really want." It was really, really hard to pick a goal. I mean, like a reward for the goal. And because I didn't have that in the beginning of working with Consuela, there was no carrot. There was no thing that I could lean forward to.
It's harder to pick re rewards than we think. But here's the really scary thing, y'all. Once you have a reward, you're like, yes, this is what I get when I achieve my goal. Awesome. And you know that almost nobody spends their rewards.
Ooh.
Do you spend the reward that you earn?
No, I didn't. I
Now,
didn't.
I
I know that
know.
I know when I was in your program, I was like, ooh, I'm gonna win this award. And then it took me a long time to pick the reward, right? Finally, I picked the reward and I'm like, yep, that would be motivating. I could do that. That would feel really good. And I never did. I achieved the goals, but then I never spent the reward to actually give myself that shot of, I don't know which one it is, serotonin. Which one is it? Serotonin,
It could
melatonin, I
be
don't know.
dopamine, all of them, right? That's, we've got the reward, but we don't spend it. So that is something we really focus on going forward is how can you not only set the reward that's going to assist you and motivate you, but how can you spend it, right? So a lot of, again, people show up with all the actions, thinking their goals. We bring that goal to what is the number one goal that you need to do? What is the number one thing that you want to achieve in the next 12 weeks? And if you're in business and you don't have the income level yet that you want, we need to have a goal around that. We're not going to set a number goal if that's not going to motivate you. Doesn't motivate me. Doesn't motivate me to have a number goal. So how can I look at that goal in another way? What do I really want? I want respect as an entrepreneur. I want to be taken seriously. How do I set my goal around that to make the goal compelling so I'll take the actions? Because just having a number, I don't know what that looks like. When they start talking about how much money you want to earn, and I'm a very visual person, right? So let's say I want 100,000. That's what I want in the next 12 weeks. That's what I want to have. The only way for me to visualize that is like when they take someone hostage and they've got that briefcase full of cash, and I'm like, well, that might be 100,000. What? That is not going to help me to actually work on achieving this goal. Like, I'm not going to be like, because now I'm thinking, what am I going to rob a bank? Like, how am I getting this briefcase full of money? That doesn't drive me at all. But if people are coming up to me saying, oh my gosh, you are such an amazing business owner. I hope to be like you someday. Now that's going to motivate me. That's going to compel me to do the actions I know I need to be doing anyways to achieve the thing. Because hey, face it, some of you out there, you will say, I don't even know what I need to do to achieve this goal. But inside you do. And you're afraid to do it, whether you're afraid of success or afraid of failing, or you're just scared to do it. You know what it is. And now we want to motivate you to do the action to have the result that you know you are going to have. That's what we want to do.
All right. So this might be a number goal, but you can tell me, as my coach, tonight I get ice cream for securely bringing 300 women to the mic on the Voices of Women Summit. Yay, us! I should get ice cream for that. Is that good?
I don't think ice cream sounds like a number goal to me.
Okay, but was it the 300
women? When I'm talking about a number goal, I'm saying, you know, so many people, anybody can help you set a goal. But who's going to help you set a goal you actually want to achieve? That's the difference. So if someone says you need to earn 100,000 in the next 12 weeks, that's a number goal. That's strictly driven by the number. We're not doing those things.
I do care about the number of women on the summit.
I don't.
I was like, that's not going to drive me. Holy hell, we're so close. And for a while, we didn't even get the 288, which was what I had to cross through from last year. And I was like, oh my God, if we slip back from last year, I'm going to be so miserable. And I was like pushing, right? Lots of push energy. And then I was like, okay, if we get past 288, now we got to get past 300 so that I can break through that barrier, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, we're pushing for 300. And we successfully got past 300. I think we have 308 or something like that. But yay us, I'm getting ice cream tonight. That's definitely
is a number goal, but that's a completely different kind of number goal than a money number goal. And that's what I'm really talking about is a money number goal, right?
Okay.
So we have all kinds of other number goals. But just for me, just a money number goal, that's not going to motivate me. We think it will because we want money, but it won't actually motivate you in the same way as something that you feel even stronger inside that you have.
I get that 1,000%. I really, really do. Okay. I hope you have I feel like this is a personal coaching session for me. I don't know how you ladies feel and gentlemen, but this was totally awesome for me. If you have fun, if you laughed out loud, if you enjoyed this session, please give Consuela some super love in the chat. If you can find that squirrel emoji, please share it in the chat. We would love for you guys to be here with us and play along with us. It's absolutely fantastic. All right, Consuela, you have a really fun, super fun quiz for our audience. This is what type of squirrel are you? This is a quiz you can take and find out what kind of squirrel you are. And Consuela, are you and I the same squirrel? Are we the same color?
We're both black squirrels because we like to have that idea generator going all
Don't
the time.
Don't give them any ideas. Yeah. They're going to be like, I want to be like Consuela and Kimberly, or I don't want to be like Consuela and Kimberly. There's four different types of squirrels. There's black, gray, brown, and red. Is there a red squirrel?
Gray, brown, red, and black. Yep. They're all tree squirrels, by the way. Real squirrels.
Yeah.
And this is really fun. You can do it during the 5-minute break between this and wrap up. Find out what kind of squirrel you are. And because if it's not fun, we're not getting it done, right? That's how I look at fun. And we want to have fun with this, figure out, and really it's loosely based on strengths, but more specifically on the types of temptations, the distractions that are most likely going to tempt you. And then we want to figure out how can we use that to help us, right? That, and if you want to connect with me, there's a way at the end of the quiz you can figure that out.
Awesome. And for those of you who upgraded to VIP, man, you people are smart. I just found out how much that VIP package is worth. Holy hell. That's maybe the biggest VIP package we've ever put together in my life.
What is it? How much?
I'm not going to tell until the wrap up call.
Oh,
it's so much
now
money.
She's keeping us in
suspense. So much value. Because I actually had Mercy like, wrap this shit up. This is amazing. And so she added it up. I was like, oh my God, that's huge. Okay. So for our VIPs, if you guys haven't upgraded to VIP, don't bother. You waited all day. No, like, no need. It's totally fine. I'm just kidding. Do it
so you can get mine.
Go grab it right now. Okay, you're going to get from Consuela. What are they going to get from you?
So they get a 3-hour workshop where we really spend a lot of time trying to help you figure out what are the goals? How do I figure out a goal that matters to me? And then figuring out how to pare down those actions so you're not showing up with 20 things you think you absolutely must get done because you're not going to do it.
Words to live by. All right. So go ahead and grab that VIP right now if you haven't already. If you have, here, take this hand, pat yourself on the back because, wow, you did good. You did real good by getting that VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited. We are here for the wrap-up call. It's your chance to grab the mic. Everybody gets to raise their hand and come to the mic and share with us their takeaways and their gratitudes. This is an open book test. You can tell people how amazing they were. Let our speakers know who you loved, who you just like wrote tons of notes for, who you got super value from, because this day is not over yet. It is your turn to grab the mic. Consuela Munoz, you crushed it. That was super fun. I'm so glad I got to wrap up my day with you. You're amazeballs. Before we let you go, any final words for our crew?
I am going to keep it short, which is good for me, and tell y'all it's time to get your tailing gear. And when you do, when you get your tailing gear, you can achieve amazing results.
Words to live by. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back for the wrap-up call. Do not miss it. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers. That was awesome.
Wow. What an incredible day. Now it's your turn to grab the mic. Join us next for the wrap-up call on track one. You'll get a chance to grab the mic and share your takeaways and gratitudes from today. See you soon.